Welcome, world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico here in Southern California. We have the Grovers on the line, Larry and his mother. Where are you guys? If we could find out, Larry and his mother, Gloria, are on the line. I think they're at Tool's Gym there in Culver City. Gloria?
Hi, Phil. Yeah, it's Gloria Grover, and Larry is working out on one of the machines right now, and I'll try to get him. Larry, I got Mr. Henry.
All right.
And why is he working out?
Why is he working out?
No, but I understand you. This was kind of a, he needed to go to the gym?
He needed, because the word, yeah, we just got the word early today that his ex, Carol, has married Reed Bolivar. Reed Bolivar is one of the top, I guess you could say he's one of the top Democratic politicians in Kern County. And Carol is now his intended wife, which means Larry's four daughters will be living in the Reed Bolivar home.
Larry has a visitation with his daughters, right?
Of course he does, but it's right now Larry is working out the tension. Larry, I've got Mr. Henry.
Yeah.
He's working out the tension that he suddenly felt when he heard from Carol and said that she's going to be marrying Reed Bolivar, who is one of, that tightens of any conservative. If your wife, your ex-wife, I should say, is going to marry Reed Bolivar, you know the family, right, Phil?
No, I don't know who Reed Bolivar is, no.
Well,
Reed, I know who Reed Bolivar is. He's a mover and shaker in Kern County. He's a Democratic politician, sort of a liberal.
Yeah, sort of a liberal. Larry, as you know, is chairman of conservative Kern County. Here's Larry.
Hi, Phil. I'm out here. I'm just working out a little. It's all right. My wife, you know, Carol and I have divorced for many years, as you know, and she resisted getting married, but she hit it off with this guy, Reed Bolivar. It just turns out that he made my life a living hell when I was... it's ironic, you know.
This guy, Reed Bolivar, was a rival politician.
Well, I was never a politician, but I was...
But
I
mean, he was a rival in the ideologically.
Yeah, and so anyway, now here's Carol, Mary, and my four daughters, my four beautiful daughters, Sissy, Karen, Cecilia, and Susan, all four of my beautiful daughters.
Did you see your daughter's names was?
Who said that?
It's Bud.
What did you say?
I'm sorry, what did you say your daughter, what were the names of your daughters?
My daughters are Sissy, Karen, Cecilia, and Susan. Okay, are you going to start giving me a hard time because it all starts with a...
No, we're not, Bud, right?
No, just...
Larry, hi, it's Margaret. So, you're working out in the gym, why?
Because as soon as I heard that my ex, Karen, had married Reed Bolivar of Bolivar Ball Bearings, it's a big, big company in the Kern County area, I thought, why would she do that to me, you know? She knew that I can't stand that guy.
So you're in the gym.
So I'm in the gym.
Larry, go back over. I'll tell Mr. Henry.
Go work out.
He's going to work out somewhere. He's here to just work the tension off. When you find out that the Bolivar Ball Bearing family...
Is this a joke or something?
No, I can assure you it's not a joke. I'm sorry, I laughed because I saw Larry slip on some sweat there. You all right, Larry?
Yeah, I'm fine. Yeah.
He's working out right now in the machine, Phil. He's lifting. He's doing the shoulder weights.
Yeah.
That's 2 pounds.
Oh.
And so this is, here he comes.
So anyway, Phil, I thought I'd lift some with Mother. I told Mother, Karen has married into the Bolivar Ball Bearing fortune. And
this pissed you off so much you're at the gym working out all the tension.
Yeah, pretty much. That's what's going on. I'll get over it. I'm fine.
He's trying to do some bicep curls.
Fuck.
That's about a pound.
Oh, bull.
Larry, I swear to God, there's not more than a pound of weights on that.
So this all started when you got word, or when Larry got word that Karen married this Reed Bolivar.
Yes, it started this afternoon about 1 o'clock, and I got home, and I heard in the backyard, I heard, hey.
Let me do it.
I'll do it, Larry. I got home, and I'm getting groceries out of the car, and I hear from the backyard, yay. And I go back there, and Larry had gotten up the slip and slide from the garage from when he was like 7, or whatever.
When I, how about when I was 10?
All right, when he was 10, and he was slip and sliding down the slip and slide.
Right, for people who don't know what a slip and slide is, let me just explain. It's a long strip of plastic that you lay on the grass in the backyard or the front yard. You run the water from the hose down the center of this thing, and it becomes a very slippery thing for the kids to fall in and slide along.
Yeah, and Larry used to love it. And so I get home, and I'm hearing, yeah, and I go back there, and Larry's going down the slip and slide. Well, you were wearing underwear, right?
Yes, I was wearing underwear. Oh, my God, Mother. I was wearing underwear. Hold on. Give me that seat there.
What are you going to do now?
I'm going to use the leg machine.
2 pounds.
Oh. Is he really not able to lift more than 2 pounds?
That's what I'm looking at right on that machine right now. Am I right or am I wrong, Larry?
Don't worry about it.
So Larry was on the slip and slide.
Mr. Henry, I was on the slip and slide. I needed to work out some of the tension and aggression that I was feeling when I heard that my ex, Carol, and my 4 daughters would be living in the Reed Bolivar home with, I don't know, what do you want to guess, about $20 million worth of ball bearing money?
The Bolivar ball bearings and the Bolivar bulb company, which is also important.
Bolivar bulbs, the electric bulbs they have are those. They stay lit at night, and then they go off automatically. You know those kinds?
Yeah, I know them.
Yeah. So Bolivar bulbs and the Bolivar ball bearings and...
That Bolivar boots, too.
What did you say?
Bolivar boots?
Oh, yeah. They got Bolivar boots, the Bolivar cowboy boots. So,
in other words, anything that starts with a B, this company's invested in.
I don't know, General, you know.
So Bolivar boots. I know that Bolivar boots. I have a pair of those.
Oh, you do?
Yes, I do, and I have to say they're very stylish, the women's boots. The Bolivar bulbs, Phil, this is something you use at your home, right?
I use those bulbs that stay lit at night and go off. I don't know if they're Bolivar or not.
Yeah, they probably are, because that family, they got their finger up everybody's...
So Larry was angry, and when I got home, I heard him going, yeah, and I finally said, Larry, you've got to stop this. He said, Mother... Karen's moved in with Reed Bolivar with his bulbs and his ball bearings. God damn.
Yes, I was emotional. I was emotional about it.
Well, all right, Larry, so your wife, for the first time since you guys divorced, is now marrying another man. Your 4 daughters will be living in another guy's house. But, I mean, aren't those girls about ready to graduate high school?
Yeah, they're always going to be my little girls to me. And I guess, you know, we'll have to meet somewhere near the Bolivar home there. And they live in up in Banana Town, which is north of Bakersfield. It's actually pretty a nice place.
Yeah, Banana Town. They have banana plantations there.
Yeah. So let me guess, they have the Bolivar banana?
So let me guess, they have the Bolivar? Yes, they do, Phil.
Well, Larry, I'm not trying to mock you, man. I'm just, this family's into a lot of stuff up there.
Yes, they are. And they are very heavy hitters in the Democratic Party. And my wife married Reed Bolivar. My 4 daughters are living there now.
That's kind of a tough one there, Mr. Grover. But I wish you well in dealing with it.
Thank you very much. Now, that's very, very gracious of you, bud. I appreciate that.
Here, why don't you try lifting this? Yeah, put some weights here, Phil, on the leg machine. Try that. There's 3 pounds.
3 pounds here. I can't do it.
See, I'm talking about Larry. You have to hit these weights a lot more often than you have been.
Larry Grover with us from Conservatives of Kern County. His mother, Gloria Grover. All right. Well, it sounds like you got everything under control there, Larry.
Yeah, we're fine. I mean, I'll live with it. If I got to live with it, I got to live with it. I got to sit there and suck on it. I'll suck on it. I don't think there's too many things that Reed Bolivar and the Bolivar family haven't had me suck on them.
Larry used to get into it with Reed Bolivar at the city council meetings in Bakersfield and the county commissioners. But Reed Bolivar, I think he's an eminently fair man, Larry, don't you think?
No, I do not think. No, I don't think so. He's a liberal.
Oh, Larry, climb down off of it, check to see if there's stains, wipe off, change your clothes, and move on with your life.
Well, easy for you to say, Mother.
Larry Grover with his mother, Gloria Grover. I think the most interesting thing here, Margaret, is that the girls are moving in with another, you know, like a stepdad.
That's the one. I think that's the part about this, Larry, that's hurting you a little bit, and I don't blame you, but I'm sure that Carol is going to take care of the children, and they'll be just fine.
Oh, I don't have any doubt of that, but, I, you know, just the fact that Reed Bolivar is going to be parading out all that ball-bearing money, getting up in the morning and, hey, good morning, kids. Let's have some hot cocoa that I bought with the ball-bearing bulb and banana money. laughing.
Mr. Henry, you know, I like a laugh as much as the next guy, but, you know...
Yeah, the next guy, Mother.
What?
The next guy.
That's right.
You're a guy.
No, I'm a woman.
Well, you said the next guy.
Right.
Oh, boy.
Hey, well, we can move on past that. Larry, all the best, brother. You know that we have your back on all of this. We want you to be happy. I'm sure that the girls will be happy. Carol's a great mother.
I just got to get that out of my system.
I got to put the slip and slide away because I had to call Dr. Fondle because he said...
What's his doctor's name?
Dr. Stan Fondle. He's here in Culver City. He does psychotherapy, and I had to call him, and I said I came home, and Larry was so angry and so emotional that he had to slip and slide out in the backyard, and he was going, yeah, yay for me. Weren't you, Larry?
I was just pretending like I'd won a football game, and I was going, yay for me, and I slid down to...
And that's all because of Reed Bolivar marrying Carol.
And and my daughter's moving into his house with his ball bearing and...
Yeah, with the ball bearing and banana money.
With the ball bearing banana and bulb money.
Larry, I think there's a lot more important things in this world for you to worry about.
I understand.
So why don't you take him home, Gloria, and give him get a hot meal into him?
That's what I was intending on doing, Larry. I bought your favorite. I got some of that stag chili. You know, Larry, the thing you like. I got stag chili, some tortilla chips. Okay. A bottle of that ghost pepper sauce that you said...
Yeah.
Ghost pepper sauce? Jack, you are a braver man than me.
I love it. I can't get enough of it.
So I'm going to go home and make him a stag chili with ghost pepper sauce and a squirrel topping.
What is a squirrel topping?
Well, the squirrel, we call it a squirrel topping. It's sour cream with a little bit of those green things that I don't know what the hell they're called, Phil.
I don't know.
Tommy, you're talking about cilantro.
Yeah, there you go, cilantro.
Okay, all the best, guys, and thanks for calling and checking in.
I didn't want to call.
There's Larry Grover and his mother, Gloria. This guy's Reed Bolivar, right?
Reed Bolivar, yeah, he's in the ball bearings.
So I gathered. Okay, and Carol's moving in with him and got married. All the best. Those girls, I think they're old enough to move out now, and I think that's probably a good thing.
Yeah, you know, let the kids and let Larry have his relationship with his daughters, and Carol can move on with her life with the ball-bearing king of Kern County. We'll be right back on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And we have Coach Vernon Dozier weighing in from Belmar Academy on yesterday's appearance by Father James McQuarters. And apparently, one of the people that Father McQuarters was speaking to in the hallway that day when he was telling people to quit, he was getting a lot of questions, right?
Yeah, he's getting a lot of questions about the rapture. What should I do? Should I stand and wait for it? Am I going to get sucked up to heaven?
And apparently, Father Vernon was one of the people there that Father McQuarters said, you got to stand here thumbing your dick. And I guess he took it very personally.
Took it very personally. Oh, man. All right, we'll be right back. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. A backstage pass is less than $10 a month, less than $7 a month averaged out of the course of the year. You can become a subscriber, a member of the Phil Hendry Backstage Pass family, and you can step into the Phil Hendry universe. 60,000 hours of the most creative, inventive radio show in the history of man on this planet. Great digital content, too. The Milwaukee Lions. I bet you don't even know what that is. I bet you think it's some kind of a fraternal order. No, it isn't. It's a football team that never existed. Also, podcasts from Bobby Dooley and Elcott, the next step. It is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and it's there for you at philhendryshow.com, the greatest value online other than porn. Ouch.
What happened?
Dropped a book on my nuts.
Yes, welcome back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico here in Southern California. And right now we have General, that was General Gavin Shaw. Every time we bring on this guy,
everybody's always mistaking you for the coach and the coach for you.
I think that's what you said, right?
Yeah.
You want everybody.
Well, maybe I said everybody. I'm sorry. We got Coach Vernon Dozier in Glendale, California at Belmar Academy. And Coach, I had the question yesterday that I was going to ask of Father McQuarters. Are you coming back as the head football coach of Belmar Academy?
Phil, I don't want to talk about that, okay?
No, we're not going to talk about that. What I do want to talk about, though, is you had words with Father McQuarters this morning, and I just heard about it from Bud.
Yeah, I heard about it from Deuce Eaton on the Glendale Talk Station.
Deuce Eaton called me up and woke me up at about 7 o'clock in the morning. He said, I heard that you had words with Father James McQuarters, and it was you that McQuarters was saying, don't stand there playing thumb the dick, you know?
Well, I heard the tape, and he was not talking to you. He was talking to somebody else.
Yeah, well, he was talking to Ralph Cutbutton, who is a member of the board of, you know, the educational board.
Wait a minute. What is the guy's name?
Ralph, I always do this with General. You don't listen too good, do you?
No, it's a very unusual name. It is very unusual.
Ralph Guttenabada.
Ralph Guttenabada. Okay.
You know, Phil, one of these days someone's going to go, Phil Hendry. And it won't feel too good.
As if they haven't already. They used to call me Henry. They thought it was my first name.
Well, whatever that is.
That means that I didn't like being called Henry as a kid. It's kind of like Larry Grover didn't want to be called Grover. Exactly. All right, so getting back to, he was talking to Ralph Guttenabba and told him not to stand around thumbing his dick.
Yeah, as long as we're... By the way, Phil, this show of yours, do you have any kind of warning on it that for adults only, something like that?
Yes, we do. As a matter of fact, why?
Because I don't want my students listening into this. Excuse me for saying, Phil, I respect you and I appreciate you, but I don't like people say, hey, are you playing thumb the dick? You know,
that was a Catholic priest that said that to you as a part of your school.
Yes, I know.
Okay, so what? Let's get to the story here. You were in the hallway when the rapture, on whatever the day, what the hell day was it?
The day before yesterday.
Yeah, it was the day before yesterday?
Yes, it was Tuesday. And I was there with some of the students. We were talking about the rapture. We were talking about a lot of stuff. I wasn't worried about it, but apparently people were peppering McQuarters with questions all day long the night before. He was grading papers. He had parent-teacher meetings that he had to do. He had the diocese in here taking a look at the books. Okay? Okay, Phil?
All right. I mean, is there something wrong there?
I don't know, but you know, the Catholic Church, which is made out of money, comes and take a look. Anyway, so he had a lot of problems, okay? And in the middle of this, he's got people coming up to him, students and adults. Hey, what about the rapture? Do you think I'll get sucked to heaven? Do you think I'll fly up there? What should I do? What should I do? And McQuarters finally lost it, and I don't blame him. And he said, you're going to stand there, you know, you can stand there playing thumb the dick, or you can get about your business. So I went over to him. And I said, hey, Father James, Father McQuarters, let me tell you what, I'm on your side. I understand where you're coming from. And he looks up at me and says, well, you going to stand there thumbing your dick, or you got something to do? Wow. You know.
He said what?
He looked at me and he said, after I had gotten done saying to him, you know, I agree with you, these people ought to get on with their lives, he goes, are you going to stand there playing paddle it, or you got something to do?
Well, what did he say, thumb the dick or paddle it?
He said to me, are you going to stand there hucking your goose, or have you got something to do?
All right, well, we've heard three different euphemisms now for standing around and basically wasting your time, and I'm not going to repeat them. Which one was it?
Which one was what?
What did he say to you?
He said, after I said to him...
Yeah, we know it's after what you said to him.
Hey, Dickman, hold on. I'm talking to the grown-ups.
Wait a minute. Bud can ask you a question. You already said that... He said that you... Never mind.
We already know that you walked up to him and congratulated him and said, I'm on your side.
That's what I did, okay? And he looked up at me like he noticed there was a bad odor. And he saw it was me, and he said, well, are you going to stand there choking the dope, or are you going to get moving? And I said, McQuarters... I'm on your side. He said, then take your hand out of your pants and get on with your day.
Well, he was just angry.
He was angry, and he was also insulting me every which way you could. So that's why I said, you know, that's it, man. And when I heard him yesterday apologizing, and I didn't hear him specifically mention me, when he's talking to me about spanking the donkey and the...
This sounds to me like this was McQuarters coming up with every single euphemism he has for jerking off, laying it on you.
Well, this is what I mean about your show, Mr. Andrew. You were completely unbridled.
You're absolutely right. I got it already. I understand that what he said was crude and vulgar. He apologized on the air here.
Yeah, he apologized to all the people when he said, hey, are you going to stand there playing thumb dick, or are you going to get on with your day? He didn't, with me. He accused me of spanking monk, choking doke, strangling the goose. Every single thing that you could do to humiliate a man, in front of my students and the faculty of Belmar Academy, he did.
All right, so what are you demanding? Are you demanding an apology?
No, I'm not demanding an apology because he's already given that. I know he's not going to give an apology. Not to me. But I will tell you this, McCorders, wherever you are, what you have done is you've made me think long and hard about whether I want to come back and coach Belmar Academy.
Well, this is the question that everyone has had. Are you coming back to coach the team or not?
And as I said, I'm thinking long and hard now about whether I'm going to do that or not.
So this is because of the disrespect that you think Father McCorders showed you?
Yes. And I can tell you that...
Father McCorders, naturally we got Father McCorders on the line. Want to talk to him?
Oh, you bullshit.
No, it's all right. Listen, I want to tell you something, Coach. You think you're not coming back? The last three seasons, we've stunk the joint out.
We have stunk the joint out because the school has de-emphasized football and put all her money into girls' lacrosse or whatever it is, or you walking around with telling everybody to play thumb dick.
I didn't say anything. If it makes any difference to you, I apologize for saying, I don't even remember saying all that stuff. I said to you, are you going to stand there thumbing it all day long, Coach Dozier, or are you going to make some kind of a contribution to the human race? And you looked real hurt. You sunk your head down, your shoulders hunched up, and you shuffled away.
I did not do anything of the sort.
Yes, you did. I said, are you going to stand there choking chicken, or are you going to make some kind of a contribution to the future of the human race? And you went, something like that.
All right, you guys obviously got something to work out here. You just heard Coach Dozier say that he may not come back as head coach.
You know something, Coach? We love and appreciate you, head coach of the school, but the team has stunk it out! Never mind.
Yeah, see, this guy's a moron.
I'm just telling you, the team has stunk it out the last 3 years.
What are you laughing at, Phil?
Yeah, I've known Phil Henry long enough. This is what he does.
Oh, absolutely he does.
Because you guys are ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Coach, you should go home, get ready for the season, and you, Father McCorders, clean up your mouth.
What an asshole.
There you go. And you cut him off, too. You better believe I cut him off. And I don't want to hear any more about somebody playing thumb dick. And this whole thing with Coach Dozier, whether he's coming back to coach the team.
Well, he said he wants to, but he also said that the team's not really interested in recruiting, you know, good quality freshmen for the team and everything.
Yeah, the school's de-emphasizing football for some reason. Why would they do that, man? They got a long and storied track record.
I think a lot of people have had it with football. You have.
That's got nothing to do with me. I mean, I don't watch football because I'm just bored to tears with it. But it's an important sport to that school, I can tell you that. All right, I appreciate very much all of you guys joining us on the show today. And I heard you when you said, a lot of people said, can you make a poster out of the Henry documentary, you know, that one sheet? Can you make a poster out of that and sign it? And we're working on that. I just want you to know that. The other thing I wanted to mention, today is Thursday. And it's very likely that we will jump on the Facebook page, BSPs and More, tomorrow night for a chat, okay? And we'll plug it, plug the hell out of it today on Facebook and tomorrow.
People are going to like that.
You ought to, you know, there's a lot to talk about. Yeah, so we'll do a chat over there, BSPs and More, coming up on Friday night. World famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, on Podcast One.
I'm Margaret Gray.
So?
What did you say?
Well, I mean, so what?
Yeehaw!